Missed an episode? Catch up on the past episodes of Love Her and all the other cool content available. It's the CWF Network, the home of the original content. What else you thought?
It could all be so simple, but y'all gotta make it so
complex.
Simple Complexities. A show that gives you a bit of this and that about the simple but complex things in life. Right here on the CWF Network. Ladies and gents, I'm your host, Lady A. You're now tuned in with me, so feel free to soar higher than you've ever imagined.
Welcome to my little space on the internet. You're now tuned in into a show that helps break down the complexities of life in the easiest way possible. Something we like to call Simple Complexities. And it's a show you can find right here on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. I'm your host, Lady A. Let's get into it. Hey, hey, my butterflies. I'm manifesting that all of you are having a blissful week thus far and that nothing but peace, love, and light will follow you for the days to come. I want to sincerely thank all of you so much for the love and support you guys showed out for me for the premiere of my first episode. And there's so much more to come, so I wholeheartedly thank you in advance. If you haven't already, please make sure you check out my premiere episode titled, Are There Still Any One Women Men Out There? It's featured on the CWF Network and can be found on Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud. Show me some love, baby. Oh, and don't forget that whenever I bring up or share something that you want to talk about, make sure you get on SoundCloud and comment as soon as it comes to your mind. I want to know what you're thinking, feeling, or you just want to share. You can also call me and let me know how your week is going. Call or text the CWF hotline at 347-719-3350 and leave me a message. Y'all got to talk to me now. So I've had a busy week trying to get back into the groove from being off work for a couple of days. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. I went to Atlanta last week and even Virginia Beach for just a bit. And when I got back home to rest, I spent quite some time on Facebook and Instagram. Shameless plug, go ahead and follow me at Lady A, a Real One on Instagram. Kiss, kiss. But anyways, while I was online, I ran across and stumbled across this post from a dear boo of mine from my hometown. His name is Alan Hardy. Shout out to Alan. While I was reading his post, it was really speaking to me a little bit. And I really got to thinking that while we got this pandemic going on and COVID, it made me think. As far as like work life and career balance, like, is it really safe to go to work or y'all just gonna chill a little bit longer? I ran across the post that he had posted on Facebook and I wanted to share just a little bit of each excerpt with you and share some of my views on it. Basically, the post was just talking about, you know, having a hustler mentality, you know, especially with this COVID mess going on. And, you know, some people are unemployed. You know, he was just talking about, you know, his past experience with working, you know, since he was a teenager, and about how when, you know, COVID came about last year, he started, you know, making face mask, because I even bought a couple of them and they were pretty darn good. But you know, he was just explaining, you know, in the post that people just come up with the darndest excuses, especially when trying to look for work. And I really felt him on that because I've had a couple of experiences with that as well. The first thing I read in the post, basically he was saying that there are many that are using the pandemic as an excuse. I see help wanted signs everywhere. I have turned down several jobs during this pandemic. I'm not saying that the pandemic hasn't had a negative impact on the job market, but there are many industries that are still thriving. The truth of the matter is that some people just don't want to work. You know what? I wholeheartedly agree with him. You know what I'm saying? Because I have talked to several family members and friends, you know, since last year that were complaining about being unemployed. Now, at the same time, though, that these people were still getting, you know, the unemployment checks and stimulus checks and stuff like that, but they were still complaining. So when somebody brings something to me and complains, I try to come up with a solution. You know, I try to tell them about certain jobs, you know, that they could apply for and, you know, get. But all I met with is excuses. And after I get too many excuses, what is Lady A gonna do? She is gonna become mute and just be a listening ear. Because excuse after excuse, you know, to me, that just, it puts a thought in my head that you just really don't want to work and you're being lazy. I remember when I lost my job back in 2018, I was working three jobs. I was catering, cleaning houses, and I was working at a restaurant in the kitchen. So when somebody tries to tell, you know, me that they're too good for doing something like that, look, I had a master's degree. And if I wasn't ashamed to pick up, a brush and rag and clean and do what I had to do, that's what I had to do. So I totally get the point where he was trying to make, that some people just don't want to work. They just rather complain. You know what I'm saying? And he went on to say further, it's a shame when I know for a fact that certain individuals don't have a steady flow of income, and I try to offer them ways to make money by doing little jobs, and they act like they can't respond. They don't even answer texts, but I see them posting on social media. Hello. Okay. Now, I totally understood what he was trying to say about that. You know what I'm saying? The same cousins, same family, same friends that I basically try to give, you know, suggestions to. Sometimes I won't even get a text back or a call back, not even an email. But they be the first ones posting on Facebook or Instagram in somebody's yard, drinking and smoking and doing whatever. Now, I'm not saying that's, you know, wrong, you know, having your little fun time and stuff like that, because I know things are stressful. But at the end of the day, don't come being Debbie the Downer to me and trying to tell me what's going on with your life and how you don't have a job and how you need this and how you need that. When I give you a solution, then I don't hear from you. Yeah, that's whack. That's definitely whack. But I see you on social media, though, putting on like you got some money. Okay, that's how we gonna carry it. You know what I'm saying? And when I read this next part of the post, I was like, you know what? I feel like he's been looking in my life. Like, he goes on to say, what's even worse is that the same people who don't want to do little odd jobs to make money will hit you up asking you to give them money for free or loan it to them, even though they know they have no means to ever pay it back. You know, Allen, I swear to God, I feel like, you know, you were in my head when you wrote this daggone post, because I've seen this happen time and time again, not just with me, but like with my grandparents, you know, with helping people out back in the day, people in the church. It's like, woe is me, you know, it's never their fault, or it's never their responsibility to figure out how to get a job and come up with this money, but they always want you to be the one to save them. And I'm gonna just tell you, I don't give out loans or money anymore. The bank of Lady A is closed because I have been burnt too many times. You know, I still owe money from years ago by certain people. So that's definitely a no to me. My advice, you guys, you know what I'm saying, when we're thinking about this pandemic and everything that's going on, you know, if you can make excuses while chilling at home looking foolish, you can make that trip to the closet work site so that you can apply for a job, okay? What do y'all think? Well, that's just a little something that I wanted to share with you. Please let me know your thoughts. Be sure to call or text the CWF hotline at 347-719-3350. And while you're at it, follow me at Lady A, a Real One. And also follow the network at CWFP_. Let me get out of here. I've been your host, Lady A, and I thank you for soaring and vibing with me, butterflies. These are just some of the simple but yet complex things that I saw on the net. What are some of your simple complexities? I'll let you think about it. Talk to you next time.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.